Oh boy, sure is a nice day out here. Nice day for a drive. Sun's out and everything. Even the elephants are coming out. Boy, look over there. Oh, wow. Hey, lobster tails for a quarter. Boy, you can't get a good lobster tail for a quarter anymore. I think I'll stop and check it out. Hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, okay, I hear that you really have good lobster tails here for a quarter.
Well, I don't know how good they are, but we sure do got them for a quarter.
Hey, good. Here you go, here's a quarter.
Uh-huh.
Give me a good lobster tail, please.
Okay, come on over here, Sonny, and let me lay a good lobster tail on ya. Once upon a time, there was a lobster named Linda, and she had a boyfriend named Sam Clam. And at night, they would go out and dance.
Oh, Sam Clam, you're so handsome, and I love the way you dance.
Yeah, stick with me, baby, and we'll boogie all night.
Oh, Sam Clam.
Lo, but after many, many years of boogieing, Sam Clam died. And Linda fell into a deep fit of depression, for she had nobody to go with to her with Zibafa Smorbit, Kish Morbit and Pop Smorbit Fabit.
Take two.
Lo and behold, after many years of boogieing together, Sam Clam died, and Linda Lobster fell into a great fit of depression. And after many years of sitting alone in her room, crying her eyes out, Linda Lobster died and went to meet her reward.
Look at these pearly gates. Oh, wow. Who are you, man?
I am St. Peter Oyster.
St. Peter Oyster. Oh, wow. This is exciting. I want to come here and I want to see my buddy, Sam Clam. You're shaking your head. What's wrong?
He didn't quite make it.
You mean he's on the other side?
You bet your lifesavers.
Oh, I have to go see him. I have to go see him. Is there any way that I could go over and see him?
There's one. Take this harp with you,
okay.
And it'll be your passport back here.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Thank you
Starlight.
So much. Thank you. Thank you.
And with that, Linda Lobster took her harp, which was her passport, back into the pearly gates, and she went to the other side. There, she met a man of whom she made an inquiry.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Just look at this. Hi, how are you, man? What's your name?
Oh, wow, man. Like my name's Krabby Carl, man.
Krabby Carl. Hey, Krabby, man. I am, like,
yeah,
in
man.
Just
yeah.
Wow, looking for Sam Clam. And you should probably
Sam,
know him because he's
yeah,
over here.
Yeah.
Do you know him?
I can dig Sam Clam. He opened up that new Far Out Discotheque on down the street there. You see it down there?
Oh, Sam Clam's Discotheque. Oh, thank you, Krabby Carl. Oh, Sam, here I come. Oh, hi, Sam. Remember me? I'm Linda Lobster.
Stick with me, baby. We'll boogie all night.
Oh, wow.
And with that, Linda Lobster and Sam Clam did boogie all night till it got late, and Linda had to return to the pearly gates.
Oh, wow. Hey there, St. Peter Oyster. I'm back,
yes.
And I'm ready to get in to
well,
the pearly gates. Oh, it was a wild time, man.
Well, you can't get in without your harp.
Oh, wow, man.
I left my harp in Sam Clam's disco.
So there, sir, how'd you think that was for a pretty good lobster tail?
That's one of the best lobster tails I've ever had.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, what's
yeah.
that in the distance? That sounds like police sirens, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my goodness. They're coming here.
Oh, wow. I'm innocent.
Okay.
Well, what's the charge?
Come here. The charge is
okay, don't get
selling
mad.
Bad lobster
right.
tails.
Okay.
Bad lobster tails. Come on. Let's go.
Linda.
Get up, Linda.
Linda. Oh, it was a dream. The whole thing was a dream.
A dream.
And you were there?
Was I there?
You were there.
Sure. Hey,
man, was I there?
It was wonderful, Mason. Oh, I've learned something.
What have you learned, Linda?
No matter where you go, there you are. Where have you been?
Out walking the dog, looking for some old familiar feces.
Your shoes are wet.
Naturally. Nobody knows the puddles I've seen. That is why I'm standing on these newspapers. These are the times that dry men's souls.
I'll never forget the time they bought you in frozen stiff. I was afraid you'd never come out of it.
I thawed, therefore I am.
You know, I believe that dog has distemper or worms or something.
Maybe so, but his bark is worse than his blight. Let's watch TV.
You know, I watched TV today and saw a movie, the one where Humphrey Bogart plays the founder of psychoanalysts.
What was his name again?
Pretty Boy Freud.
Let's watch TV.
In Chesterfield, Illinois, their cookie factory has burnt down. Management is presently giving away free firecrackers. I have just been handed a bulletin.
Honey, why don't
in
you
Blackburn,
change the
West Virginia.
The
suspender
me.
Factory has
yeah,
just been held up.
Too.
Details as they.
We were asked to do the Royal Variety.
Look at those long-haired freaks!
And we met the Queen Mother, and she started clapping.
I think they're kind of cute.
And how many records did you sell last year? Do you have any idea?
Our boys were over in Vietnam fighting it.
I really hope that we get out of Vietnam really, really soon.
Maybe we should let Saigon be Saigon.
As a matter of fact, I understand this record of yours is not only a hit here in England.
Look at that interviewer. He's so
cute.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you're
sexy. I think he's good.
Oh, gosh. What did you do about lunch?
Well, today I had Chinese.
Not Korean?
No, though I do like soul
food. Well, I really believe
that the Beatles have now taken over the world.
Not really, I sent back the soup.
Any reason?
Yeah, well, I told the waiter it had been tried and found wonton. Shh, honey, I want to hear this. Let's be quiet.
Well, which one of you guys dreamed up this haircut idea anyway?
I think it was my dad, really. He said, you know, Paul, this is a bit square, this the haircut I had, you know, short back and side. He said, why don't you get a beetle cut, son?
Say, I understand things get pretty violent sometimes because your fans are quite exuberant. Is that true?
Well, they get exuberant, you know, but we enjoy it. We don't come to any harm because the policemen are equally as exuberant, you see. The police have a great time.
I'll bet they do. Now, what are your plans here for the United States?
Well, we're over here today.
He's just expressing himself.
I'm a bit of a rap on Miami Beach, and I hear pretty soon you're going to be making a movie.
Oh, honey, you should have done that.
Shut that woman up. I'm going to see what else is on.
Current visit of America.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Oh,
welcome to another episode of
He's Boring.
Dr.
Peter
Pest, Chesterfield's best psychiatrist.
Oh,
we'll be back with today's episode right after this message from today's sponsor, Dutch Slugs.
It's Louie and the Chewies for Doug's Slugs.
Eat them at the ballpark, eat them after school. Eat them while you're bowling, while you're playing pool. Doug's Slugs.
Doug's Slugs?
Doug's Slugs.
Dipped in special batter, fried golden brown. Eat them by the kennel, eat them by the pound. Doug's Slugs.
Doug's Slugs?
Doug's Slugs.
Better than a hot dog, better than a snail. Better than a munchkin or a lobster tail. Doug's Slugs.
Doug's Slugs. Doug's Slugs.
Now available in Cleveland. And now, Dr. Peter P. Pest, Chesterfield's best psychiatrist.
Okay, Mr. Potato Head, we're going to end our session. I'm going to give you a number of words, and I want you to tell me the first word or thought that comes into your mind, okay? Intense.
Where campers sleep.
Okay, minimum.
A very small mother.
A very small, okay, paralyzed.
Too untrue.
Okay, program.
In favor of the metric system.
Okay, sherbet.
A horse that can't lose.
Can we, warehouse.
What you say when you're lost?
How about wholesale?
Where a gopher goes to buy a new home.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Potato
You're
Head.
Welcome.
That's all the time we'll have today. We'll see you next week at the same time. Okay, nurse, please send in the next patient.
Okay, doctor. Next!
Meanwhile, in the waiting room.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is John Doe. What's your name?
My name is Yogi Carmichael.
Mr. Carmichael, what are you in here for?
I'm in here because I'm a schizophrenic.
Oh, that makes four of us.
Hey, what are you in here for?
Nobody ever pays any attention to me.
Oh.
Isn't that awful? How would you like to go through life without anybody paying any attention to you, Mr. Carmichael? Mr. Carmichael? Never mind.
Next!
I believe I'm next. I'm Mr. Doe.
What's your problem?
Well, nobody ever pays any attention to me.
Next!
I believe I'm next. I'm Yogi Carmichael.
At that point, Mr. Carmichael went into Dr. Pest's office, where he pulled out of his pouch a large quantity of Sir Walter Raleigh tobacco, and he began running around the room erratically, stuffing it up his left nostril. Let's listen in and see what happens.
Hey, look at me. I'm stuffing Sir Walter Raleigh up his left nostril.
That's really disgusting.
Did you bring my tobacco?
Up your nostril,
he can't hear.
Better than snuff.
Better than snuff. You're really... Can I help you?
Hey, give me a light. Flick your bit.
Once again, for Doug Slugs, it's Louie and the Chewy.
Stick them in your mouth. Stick them in your ear. Stick them up your nostril. Dip them in your beer. Doug Slugs.
Doug Slugs.
Doug Slugs. Eat them while you're sleeping. Eat them while you fast. Makes warts disappear. Alleviate your gas. Doug Slugs.
Doug Slugs. Doug Slugs.
Bush's favorite gum is double mint. Reagan chews slugs and he's president. Doug Slugs.
Doug Slugs.
Doug Slugs.
Doug Slugs. Available in regular or new extra crispy.
Can John Doe Ramey? Can John Doe Antelope?
Yes, dear.
Will Mr. Potato Head keep his eyes peeled? Will Nurse Diesel notice Yogi's boo-boo? Well, tune in tomorrow when once again Doug Slugs brings you another version of Dr. Peter Pest, Chesterfield's best psychiatrist.
Uh-oh, little Billy has the axe. Watch out, Dad. Uh-oh, what a mess. Let's...
Surely, nobody knows the puddles I've seen. That is why I'm standing
Honey,
on these
hey,
newspapers.
Hey, we're on TV.
These
Come and
are
look.
The times
what?
That dry
we're
men
on TV.
Sold.
Hurry.
I'll never forget the
puddles.
Oh,
box
look at my hair.
I was afraid
wow.
you'd never come out of it.
Do you really want to watch this?
No, it looks kind of boring.
What time is it?
6:30.
Oh, I think the press is on.
Okay,
good.
Let's watch TV.
You know, I watched TV today and saw a new...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Eat the Press. I'm your host, Dan Ratherby Rich. Today, our guests are from Chesterfield, Illinois, founder and co-president of Munchkin Munchies, Mr. Chester Nipples. Mr. Nipples will be debating the very wonderful Dr. Mickey Munchkin, president and co-founder of Mucus, Munchkins United Can Upset Stomachs. We'll be back with the debate and questions from our press corps right after this word from our sponsor, Munchkin Munchies. That's right, boys and girls. Do you know your Munchkin Man in your town? Well, in Chesterfield, Illinois, it's Mr. Nipples at the local dry goods store. Let's listen in now as little Johnny comes up and talks to Mr. Nipples.
Well, golly,
Mr. Nipples. How you doing?
Pretty good, Johnny. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
What can I do for you today, son?
Oh, I'm here to get some Munchkin Munchies.
Sorry, Johnny, but I got some bad news for you. I got something here that's a lot better than Munchkin Munchies.
Gee whiz, Mr. Nipples. Nothing is better than Munchkin Munchies.
Yeah, it's brand new, improved Munchkin Munchies.
Oh, neat. Oh.
Here, have one on me, Johnny.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Nipples.
Put me down. I want to go back to Lola.
Oh, aren't those good, Johnny?
Oh.
I think I'll have one myself.
Put me down. Don't break my head. No.
We'll see you, Johnny.
Goodbye, Mr. Nipples.
We'll see you.
Goodbye, Mr. Nipples.
Mr. Nipples is the Munchkin Man, the Munchkin Man, the Munchkin Man. Mr. Nipples is the Munchkin Man in Chesterfield, Illinois.
Outstanding.
And they are mild.
Welcome back to Eat the Press. We'd like to welcome our guest today, Mr. Chester Nipples from Chesterfield, Illinois. Good evening, Mr.
Good
Nipples.
Good evening, Mr. Rather.
Also from Lilliput, Ireland, Dr. Mickey Munchkin. Good evening, Dr. Munchkin.
Good evening, Dan.
Mr. Nipples, do you have an opening statement?
No.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Munchkin, do you have a few words you'd like to say?
Thank you, Dan. When in the course of Munchkin events, it becomes necessary for two pickles to dissolve rubber bands which have connected them 80 years, show me Santa's elves and I'll show you subordinate clauses. If one takes away my left arm, will my right be left? Wrong. Two lefts don't make a right, yet we demand equal rights from the left. Mr. Nipples was named after an incident in 1836. 500 Cherokees had their breasts sliced off, forming the first Indian Nipples 500. How can we understand our plight? My stand on this issue can best be summarized by a quote from the famous Munchkin rights advocate, Ms. Connie Marks, who said, and I quote, "Munchkins are people too." Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Munchkin. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mr. Nipples, do you have a response?
Well, Dan, daggone it, I guess the whole thing just kind of boils down to that little sucker just tastes good.
Can you substantiate that position, Mr. Nipples?
Well, yeah. Here, just taste one of the little boogers.
What?
Thank you.
Put
Don't mind if I do. They certainly are tasty, Mr. Nipples.
I told you you'd like them.
Okay, boys, let's get these munchkins all round up and let's get them in a circle. We'll be right back with some final words right after this message from our sponsor this week, Munchkin Munchies. We're here in Chesterfield, Illinois. We're on hidden microphone. Mark Roberts is taking the Munchkin Challenge.
Okay, Mr.
Let's
Roberts,
listen in.
What I would like you to do is, first of all, take a bite from stack number one, if you would, please.
Okay.
Was that very good?
Mmm.
Okay.
Delicious.
Now what I would like you to do is take a bite from stack number two.
Okay.
And how was that, Mr. Roberts?
Mmm. Delicious.
Okay, which of the two stacks did you like the best?
Oh, stack number two. Definitely.
Stack number two. Okay, fine. What I would like you to do, Mr. Roberts, is let's look under and see what the name is. Stack number one is?
Doug Slugs.
Doug Slugs.
No.
That's right. And
stack number two? Munchkin Munchies.
Munchkin Munchies. That's right. Mr. Roberts, you are another who has passed the Munchkin Challenge. Have you taken the Munchkin Challenge? Do it today.
Well, thank you for listening to another wonderful episode of Eat the Press. Tune in this time next week and hear the wonderful, I forgot who the guest is. What was his name?
Hector Gleason, who will share with us an incredibly, wonderfully awful lobster tale. So until next time, this is Dan Rather Be Rich saying, don't swallow any armchairs. Good evening.
At the print shop for selling back. Hi there, what's your name?
I'm Peter Peck, the human right.
Hi, Peter. I'm Hector Gleason. What are you in here for?
I'm in here for selling canned pickled potatoes.
Oh, boy, that's bad. You know what I'm in here for?
What are you in here
I'm
for?
I'm here for selling bad lobster tails.
Oh, really? Oh, I love bad lobster tails.
Do you?
Yeah. Can I have a bad lobster tail?
Sure, it'll cost you a quarter.
Okay, here, have a quarter and give me a bad lobster tail.
Okay, Peter, here's a lobster tail for you.
Is it bad?
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see. Okay, kind of sit back and relax and enjoy this.
Once upon a time, there was a lobster named Lawrence. Lawrence spent his entire life dedicated to the study of marine biology, and specifically to that area of prolonging the life of the porpoise. Indeed, everybody in this life must have a porpoise. The year 1943, fishhooks had just caught on.
I have just discovered a way to make porpoises immortal. My only problem is that I have to feed them baby seagulls, which are on the endangered species list. What? What's that? It must be the Law Enforcement Agency. I have to get out of here.
Open up! Open up! It's the Law Enforcement Agency!
But Laura Lobster had different ideas. He hopped into his Cobra and away he sped with a fresh load full of baby seagulls, the food that he fed his porpoises to make them live forever.
And ever and ever. I have to get over to Timothy Tortoise's house. He'll know what to do. He has turtle recall.
Unbeknownst to Laurel, right in the middle of the road was a lion who was reposing right in the middle of the highway, smoking a corncob pipe and reading a book. Laurel sped right toward him.
Uh-oh!
Uh-oh!
Bang!
Okay, Mr. Lobster, please get into the patrol car, please. You're being arrested.
What's the charges?
Mr. Lobster, you're being arrested and booked for transporting underage gulls across a state lion for immortal porpoises.
Thus ends our lobster tale. And the moral of the story is, no matter where you go, there you are.
4:15 p.m. The year 1998, January 13th. Aliens from the planet Jupiter invading Earth. Little Johnny Jones sat on his front yard, unbeknowingly and unsuspectingly.
Gee willikers, Billy, look, a spaceship.
Oh, wow.
I think it's going to crash.
Look at it.
Wow.
Oh, that makes me very angry. Oh, it did it again.
Coincidentally, at that point in time, the Chesterfield, Illinois cookie factory had just burnt down. The management at that point in time was giving away free firecrackers.
Oh, come on, Donnie, let's go. Let's see the flying saucer.
Hey, Billy, did you know that my uncle once worked in a chewing gum factory?
A chewing gum factory, yeah.
And he fell into those bad gum.
What happened, man?
His boss chewed him out.
Oh, yeah, did you know that the first chewing gum was first sold on choo-choo trains?
Billy and Johnny approached the flying saucer and the Martian from outer space.
Oh, wow.
Take me to your leader.
I'm a leader.
Are you the Shaw?
Certainly.
Oh, I hate bad humor. I am going to vaporize your head.
No,
oh, I wish I had my BB gun. Even tweezers would do in a pinch.
Ooh, he did it too.
Having vaporized Johnny and Billy, the Martian from outer space began to move towards Chesterfield, Illinois, to the shop of one Mr. Nipples.
Look at that.
Take me to your leader.
It's a little munchkin all dressed up in a spacesuit.
Hey, put me down.
Oh, you need to taste it.
You bit off my left leg. That makes me...
Well, now you can consider yourself defeated.
Oh, I hate bad humor. I'm going to vaporize you.
No.
Having vaporized Mr. Nipples, the Martian hobbled from his shop, thankful that he had been defeated rather than delivered.
Ooh.
I hate bad humor. I'm going to neutralize you.
No, don't vaporize me. Don't vaporize.
That's a good thing I had my vaporizing gun with me. I would have never made it if I had been disarmed. Ooh, I hate bad humor. I think I'm going to vaporize myself.
Oh, how disheartening.
Toto. Toto. Toto, come here. Oh, good boy. How are you? Oh, Toto, it's so good to see you. Now, let's go home. Let's go
back. Boy, sure is good to be out of the hospital. That little old munchkin just about vaporized me all over the place. What's that? Look at it. Holy mackerel! There's millions of them! Put me down! Don't bite my head!
Please help me. I am a little munchkin. I am caught in your tape player. Please shut it off before it crushes me. Please. Please help me. Help me, please.
Sleep with the TV on again. Claribel, wake
what?
Up.
What?
Wake up.
What?
Wake up. Come on, it's okay, wake up I'm and go to up. Sleep.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. See you. See you.